And we are back here once again with another episode of the Cloud9 Podcast Season 10, Episode 21, as we near the end of Season 10. This season has been thoroughly a blast covering the LCS 2024 Spring Split and the LEC 2024 Winter Split, and the LEC 2024 Spring Split regular season is about to conclude coming up this Monday. There were no games today, actually, which is very weird. I'm pretty sure they were just using the studio for Valorant tournament, actually. So we'll get the games on Monday. And
No, it was Valorant. It was the Grandmaster today.
Oh, shit. Oh, like the big finale. Oh, okay.
Yep. Genji lost. They lost.
Maybe it's just fate, actually.
Yeah, Genji came with the big thing. They can't.
Hey, man, we're changing it this year. Genji's going to win Worlds in MSI.
Nope. Yeah, okay.
Though I said that 4 years in advance, this is the year that it's going
to
happen.
Genji's about to loot the FlyQuest at MSI.
If that ever happens, I'm jumping off my window. I'm jumping off my roof, actually.
Guess it's going to outplay Chovy.
Yeah.
Master's about to outplay Paige about that.
Yeah. Gwipo's going to beat Keen, right?
Yeah.
Inspired's much better than Canyon, right?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Canyon's a fucking scrub. Fuck that guy. But who else? I mean, hey, man, if Carmen Corp ever make it to MSI like you want, I mean, we can get Sakin versus Faker. Let the world just burn at that point.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Well, joining me today is obviously Mr. Blanks. What's up, man? How are you doing?
Oh, good, man. Good. Yep.
Shit. How was locals, actually?
It was pretty good. Everybody pretty much just waiting for the format to end. That we can start playing, you know, that like new format post rotations. That's been, we're just literally just waiting like the days now. Yeah, it's crazy because it's like the last times were cool, but it was like we just realized that it's like everyone likes playing like these cards, but we like the old format, but we can't wait for these new cards to come in because some of us have been testing these decks for like weeks. I've been testing them for months. I'm like our simulators and like proxies and all that, and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, we've been practicing it. Now I think we're just waiting until. Because we all do play on the PDC July, but now we're literally just waiting until, you know, for the format changes. Like right now, most of us are watching the finals in Vancouver. Stall versus Barada. I don't know why I couldn't get the other day. I'm watching it right now, but my brain's just like, because I've been up all day watching. Because I went from watching the LCK, LPL. Like I went to sleep early last night, like real early. Like I think right after. I think not. No, your stream was still on, and I went to sleep. I was tired.
You were just dead.
I was completely dead. Like, I was surprised I got through the two challenges. I didn't 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. I went 1 and 2 at both challenges, mm-hmm. but I got some great pulls. I pulled 2 gold rare Iron Crowns. I'm keeping up. People like, oh, you should sell them. I was like, I tell people I don't care if the cards lose value because honestly. I just want to get the cards, honestly. And Pokemon cards get so cheap anyway. It's like, I pulled them. It's not like I bought them. I pulled them. That's me. I spent $5 to get a pack. Or actually, no. These weren't even like $5 packs. These were like, I got them for participating in the event because when you play a challenge, you get packs of like you get packs to you know for like participate you know in challenges and league tournaments. Not cups are higher. You gotta reach a certain threshold. But I like both tournaments. I got like two packs each. I came like not last to the first one, the second one I did. But I pulled like the best pulls. I was like, oh, okay, this made up for my shitty pull that what do we call it? This really made up for the shitty pull I did at the pre-release. That's how I was like, okay, cool. That's good. The best thing I like about like pre-releases overall, like, and I tell people you got to go to pre-release, is that you're able to get cards. Like, you're able to get cards, and it's just like, oh, that's fun. And it's like, yeah, it's fun. It's fun because it's interactive. You're able to just, like, do whatever you want, you know. But, yeah, I'm glad for it to come to the end. I will miss Mew VMAX. That was, like, a deck.
Because I remember, if you guys don't know, I said I was going to start playing Pokemon more a lot this year, and I got the PC Pokemon TCG live thing going. Chat said everything rotated out, so we're gonna end up having some streams for that come back again. I never stopped them. I'm really, really fucking busy. But yeah, I really did enjoy learning the game again, and I don't get why people said they can't get into it. It's like super simple, honestly.
It's super simple, but it does get boring though. That's the one thing though.
I remember Selena said, "Oh, can I learn that?" I'm like, Selena, like 6 year old, play this game. I'm pretty sure you can.
It's not like Yu-Gi-Oh! It's like, oh, it's like we try to teach you 1776. It's like, oh,
okay, that was your fault. Don't you put that on me, you son of a bitch.
You wasn't helping either. You was like,
what did I do? Oh my god. Leave it to the black man to blame it on everything on the white man. God damn it, man.
You black too, motherfucker, with your nigga hair. Like, get the fuck out of here. You got Negro hair, Negro.
What do you mean? Like, I'm white.
Yeah, okay. You're white. You're white.
Hey, man. Just saying, if everyone else can be delusional, why can't I?
Oh, God.
If everyone else can't be mentally ill, you know, hey, mentally ill is in now. Being sane is not. Yeah, that's the new meta is being mentally ill. Well, let's start here. We'll do the LCS second. We'll do the LEC first, because the LEC is just going to start up tomorrow again. Oh, my God. I don't even know where to start. At this point, fuck, what is the LEC? Because Chaz was last episode, was like, you know what? What if the entire world burned and then Karmi Corp just went on a 3-game winning streak and they actually ended up winning the split? And I'm like, Chaz, I'm going to suck.
I mean,
but first of all, if Sakin went to MSI and faced Chovy, he would get fisted so hard that I would probably enjoy looking at that. So it might not be that bad, actually, you know? But what have you been thinking about the LEC so far from the last games that we just saw?
G2 be trolling too damn much. Yeah. they be trolling too damn much. Fnatic, as soon as you think they're like great, they're frauds, or they just don't look as good, you're like, what the fuck is Fnatic doing? Okay. There's no really good teams after that. It's like, okay. It's like, shit, it's like, you look at it, you're like, damn, it's like, no really good teams after that. You're just sitting there like, what am I doing?
Because the narrative on Reddit is like, oh my god, the LCS is so much better. I'm like, guys, yeah, I agree. The LEC is complete dog shit for like the past like year and a half. Well, currently right now, it's about a year and a half where we're at. But the if anyone thinks the LCS is good, we're getting so fucked at MSI. We are getting screwed. Like, FlyQuest is probably the best team, and Team Liquid's probably going to be going, because I don't think Cloud9's going. And if those two are our teams going, we'll pray for Team Liquid. FlyQuest, we'll pray for them too.
I think FlyQuest might be the only team that actually does well out of the Western teams.
Yeah, keep in mind, guys, if Team Liquid beat Cloud9, they're auto-locking going to MSI, and you're going to see good old best mid laner in LCS history, APA, face off against Chovy.
Chovy, possibly. it's going to be...
He's going to face off against Chovy, potentially Knight, And whoever's going to be coming out of LPL as the second seed most likely might be JDG again. And obviously APA is just a very much worse budget, 99 cent store, dollar store tree version of Yagao.
I want to see, man, I want to see APA versus Knight. Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see APA. APA versus Faker part two.
Yeah. Oh, we forgot. APA clapped Faker the last time. Remember? Yeah, I remember that, you know? It was glorious watching.
until he forgot how to play League and then forgot that there's an end game. And
yep. He also forgot how to team fight. Forgot how to play Syndra.
Exactly.
How do you forget how to play Syndra? Syndra's like a pretty simple mage champion when you get her down pat. Well, let's go into the LEC 2024 Winter Split regular season. This is the final day, everybody. Rogue ended up beating G2 again. It feels like whenever they play against G2, they become a team finally. Now, to be fair, that game that Rogue beat G2, G2 disrespected them in draft so hard. They basically went, like, when do you know, yike to play Ivern? Come on. Like,
Ivern. Yike does play Ivern. Just, like,
is basically we're going to put all our eggs into the Hansama basket. It's just a big giant shield comp for a Smolder. That's all it is. So Rogue knew the only way to beat them is to repeatedly dive bot. Like, I don't know why G2 made things like that simple for them. Like, if you're going to play a comp like that, cool. You got to at least put Yike on something way different than Ivern. Like, he's going to have no... Ivern is worthless if he's behind. He can only function from ahead.
Because I'd be saying G2 be trolling. It's like, okay.
Like, why is your carry jungler on Ivern? That's trolling, bro.
Look at the standings. Rogue is still nice. That's even with that win, they might not make playoffs.
They have to win their next game for sure. Yeah, any team that was Rogue or Giant X have to win all their games.
Think about this. The LEC commissioner might be telling G2, hey, guys, you should win this first place.
You stop winning too much. You're winning a little too much. You know,
you already got the winner win. We need another team to win. Because if you win, Battle Alliance ends in the playoffs, they might end up. Do you want to see this Battle Alliance team in MSI?
Yeah.
You want to see fucking Frescali go against Kobe?
I want to see El Yoyo versus Canyon. I want to see a big Canyon diff.
Oh, Jesus. You really want to see it?
Hey, man. The Mad Lions fans told me they're sending a much better team this year to MSI if they go.
Y'all want to see motherfuckers. Y'all want to see T1 beat Mad Lions in 14 minutes this time?
They might actually beat them even worse this time. There's a bunch of rookies going. That's a bunch of veterans that they had last time. Imagine what they're going to do to new people at their first international tournament.
Shit.
Good Lord. Pray for them. That's all I got to say.
It's like...
But the game's coming up tomorrow. Team Heretics versus Giant X. Rogue versus SK. Fnatic versus Mad, G2 versus Team Vitality, and Carmine Corp versus BDS. Now, the most important game here is obviously the one right here between Rogue and SK. I know a lot of people probably won't think that, but if you look at the standings right now, SK are also on a two-game losing streak. They themselves need one win to clinch going into playoffs. And if Rogue win, Rogue will also guarantee a tiebreaker depending on the rest of the games, actually. Oh.
Rogue and Karma Corporate 2-6. This is how the schedule goes in tomorrow. SK goes against Rogue. Whoever wins gets in. That's how it is. Whoever loses is more likely probably out. Because Rogue is 2-6, SK's 3-5. SK wins, they're in. Rogue win, they're possibly in. Team IRA versus Giant X. Giant X is what? 2-6. And no, Giant X is 3-5. Giant X win, they're in, and I think they eliminate Carmack Corp. They eliminate one of them. Carmack Corp is the last team. Carmack Corp already be eliminated by because that Rogue SK game is the second one. If SK wins, then Carmack Corp and Rogue are out. If Rogue wins, Carmack Corp is still in. Even though I think Carmine Court beat Rogue, right? Or did Rogue
I'm pretty sure Carmine Court got their only wins were against
D2 and
Carmine Court beat Giant X, and then Carmine Court. Oh Lord, when did they get their other win? They beat Giant X for sure. I know that.
It was Rogue, right?
You're right. Yeah.
No, it was Mad Lions.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Carmine Corp beat Mad Lions. Yep.
And Rogue beat Carmine Corp. That's me. Carmine Corp is in a tough situation. They just tiebreaker because of, I think, Trace's schedule win or whatever. But I don't know because.
They face BDS? I mean, that's what. The thing is, they could in theory beat this version of BDS, but this Carmine Corp is so bad. They wouldn't matter. Know.
Yeah, if SK beats Rogue, Carmine Corp is already out.
Because
there'll be two games too far behind because Giant X is the first team. Giant X is already at 3 wins. That's me. They beat Team Hyrax surprisingly. They're at 4 wins.
You think that's going to happen, man? Team Hyrax look pretty strong, honestly.
Dude.
I don't know if they're winning. I don't know. I mean, you might be right. They might fucking just run it down because since they're already fucking in playoffs, I don't know if Giant X can win. If Giant X lose this, then we get into a scenario where we could have like 3 tiebreakers, actually. These guys could all be at like 3-6, except for SK. If SK beat Rogue, obviously they're in. They'll have 4 wins. That's like the matchup number.
SK wins, they knock out Carmine Corp.
Which is good. Which is great. Please do not send Carmine Corp in. This team is terrible.
Because,
this team is bad.
Because this is what... But they don't knock them out. If Team Hyrax win, they go to 7-2. Giant X goes to 3-6.
Yeah.
Rogue versus SK. SK wins, they knock out Rogue, because Rogue would be 2-7. They'd be automatically eliminated.
Right. So that's why, to me, the most important matchup is this one. This will pretty much decide the rest of the day. SK... They need to get this win. There's no more choking, please. Pick the hardest stomping early game draft you got in your arsenal and just
play everything so irrelevant. I don't trust nobody else on that team.
You trust Niski. Give him Nico mid to carry.
Okay, yeah. He got to hit a pop loss or whatever and miss.
Just SK, forget what happened. This is the only game that matters. Just pick the earliest game you got. Rogue is actually such a fraud. It doesn't matter. They're not a good team. They are terrible. If SK win this, they'll be at 4 wins, which is pretty much a good way to get in. If Rogue wins this, they're 3-6.
Four wins is a lock at this point.
Yeah, because that's the thing is, you don't want all these guys going to 3-6 because if all these guys go to 3-6, we got like
It's not possible for all 5 of them to go to 3-6 because
especially
because 2 of them face each other. That's me. Giant X go to 3. Giant X will be 4 or 5 if they win. SK will be 4 or 5 if Rogue win. They'll be 3-6. If Battle Alliance win, they'll be 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. G2 Team Vitality doesn't matter because they're both in. And G2 control again. And Carmine Corp wins, they'll be 3-6. What's BDS record?
4-4.
That's me. Okay, BDS is in.
But BDS right is already locked.
Yeah, that's me. It's literally one team. It's 8 teams. Sorry. I keep forgetting it's not 6. It's 8 in the LEC. Because I'm thinking as well as only 6 teams, like it should be. Woo!
That'd be a fucking league, wouldn't it be? So I think it all depends on this match right here. Whatever the outcome of this is, we'll get tiebreakers or little tiebreakers.
It starts with that first match. If Giant X lose, they put themselves in a situation where there could be like 4 extra games.
Get ready to run them bills up.
Now it comes down to game 2. Does SK win? If SK decides to just throw the hardest throw party and let Rogue win, now you got 3-6 SK. But Giant X lose. Oh my God. SK's throw would be a lot harder. Giant X win, they're in. Giant X lose and Rogue wins. You got 3 teams in the first 2 series tied at 3-6.
Yeah.
If Mad Lions is what, 3-5-2 that's made.
Man, Mad Lions also need to win this match too to guarantee a spot. Like, all these matches are pretty much, if you win these on this side, you're a lock. You'll be at that nice, sweet number of four, potentially tiebreaker, depending on
if it'll be tiebreaker just for seeding. It'll be tiebreaker for seeding, but
okay. Imagine a world if Carmen Corp actually beat BDS. Oh no, because that's not gonna happen.
Carmen Corp could beat BDS and still be out because
it'll be only 3-6. Yeah,
yeah. That SK game is literally. That SK game holds the fate of two teams. If SK wins, Card Corp and Rogue are out. Because.
It's actually. Yeah. SK, please knock those two out. They're because so bad.
They'll definitely knock out Rogue, but Card Corp will still have a faint chance. Because that battle, if Bad Lions win, their Card Corp is definitely out. Like. SK will knock out Rogue if they win. But if Bad Lions with Carmen Corp is a. Because Carmen Corp has a tiebreaker over Bad Lions. That's me. If Bad Lions lose and Carmen Corp wins, Bad Lions is out. More or less. Because they'll both be 3-6. No, it'll be a tiebreaker. Fuck, it'll be a tiebreaker game.
Match. I'm pretty sure if you are a match and record, you'll have a tiebreaker.
Ooh. Yeah, but don't forget, Carmen Corp doesn't have that tiebreaker over them. That's me.
Yeah, because right now, as you said before, we have three teams tied at 3-5. Just imagine a world like this, guys. If SK Gaming had won their fucking choking games, they wouldn't even be in this spot.
Nope.
Just imagine that. If they won all those games they literally threw away, they wouldn't even be in this spot right now. The point now, they have to win their game. Otherwise, you know, they're looking like they might be out too. And looking at their last few days of gameplay, I mean, it's for sure possible. I mean, they got pretty smacked around by G2. The Fnatic one was close in the early game, but they just forgot how to play the early game because just, like, reasons? Because, you know, that's just what this team does. Like I said before, I thoroughly believe this team could easily be in the top four this year. They have the capability to be in the top four. They have the right mindset too. They just can't stop choking. What is wrong with these people? What is wrong with these people? They just can't stop doing it. They'll have games where they'll like literally be ahead. They know they're ahead and they just like the Fnatic game. They just stop playing. I just stop existing. I was like, bruh, we just like not have to do this anymore. And then you just have Carmen Corp. I don't know how this team still has fans. What do people see in this team? They're all bad. Carmen Corp is, like, just garbage. Can we just change the whole roster out, please? I don't think no pieces work. Just get a whole new team and just say flip. Flip that shit like Two-Face does on his coin. Fucking Batman villain. Flip that shit for summer. What player do you keep out of this team? Because, like, you could, in theory, keep Bo. I don't think he's probably the best player on the team. But then, I mean, you could, I guess, in theory, keep Upset. But it's like, all the French players are the worst players on the team, guys. I'm sorry. Cavill Shard is not good. Sakin doesn't exist. He's not a mid laner. He's just, it's auto 4v5 every game. He doesn't know what spells are. He can't hit spells. He's scared of playing League. It's just, like, not going to happen with this guy. I knew this was going to happen coming in, and I'm not surprised he's scared of hitting buttons on a champion. Targamas is just Targamas. He's just awful. Like, what do you think, man?
Oh, my gosh. I look at it, I'm just like, Carmen Corp could be better, but, man, they... It's like, I'm looking at it like, was, who is it? Model Canada the problem, or was he the scapegoat? Because you got to start looking at that now, you're like, what the hell's going on?
Like, I think their org owner who streams, Clement... Clemento is
I'm about to say his name's actually Clemento.
It's like Clemento or something. It kind of means like, you know, the same thing essentially in French.
Okay.
Oh god. Lord. Bruh. The fact that they scapegoat a Yamato cannon with this team. How even if you were coma, you couldn't coach these worthless corpses of people, honestly. There's nothing you can do with these kind of players, guys. You just got to change them out. Like, do you not see, like, the coaching staff reactions whenever they lose games? They're like, yep, my job's gone. Yeah. You're just seeing your job just, like, eviscerate right in front of your eyes. What other team you want to talk about?
Who else?
Fnatic. I want to give it to Giant X. They have clutched it out. Giant X have clutched it out. I will give them credit for that. But I still have no hope for them. Like, guys, don't let this last week of games fool you. Whoever gets into all these teams going to playoffs are about to be out in round one. Like, Giant X are about to be out in the first two rounds. Like, they were last split. I swear, holy hell, if SK Gaming make it in, I mean, I think they might be able to. They might be out in the first two rounds, too. Who knows, honestly. Like, good lord. What kind of league is this, man? I don't know anything. All in ballpark is a coin flip. Fuck. All right. You know what we talk about? BDS.
Yeah.
Did you see their game yesterday?
Oh, my God.
That shit was hot dog shit. If Adam wanted to rage out at his bot lane, cuss them out, call him N-words, F-words, you know what? I'd actually fully agree with him on that. Because his bot lane is retarded. Did you not see how they messed up those three dives repeatedly?
Oh, no, I did. I was like, see, I can see why Adam fights his
not maybe his teammates. You can see why this guy is, like, fucking insane. But remember, he's the problem. Remember, he's the problem because he points out how bad you play. Yeah. It's never the person actually doing the crime. It's always the person pointing it out that's a bad guy. Fucking hell. Terrence, what's up, buddy? How you doing, man? If you ever wanted to do a one-on-one again, just hit me up again so we can set that up, man. We'll love to talk to you again, brother. Yeah, guys, but BDS is – oh, God, BDS is so bad. Oh, my God. It's just agony. Shio is, like – has one good game out of, like, 1,000. Nook just exists. Adam, this split literally just does exist. Like, Adam basically is functioning off, like, if I say anything, I'm the bad guy, so I just let the whole team burn. He's just saying, fuck it.
Yep.
Like, BDS have been really awful this split. Like, everything that made them good last split, they're just awful at this split. Same thing with Mad Lions. Whatever made Mad Lions good last split, they just turned into shit, honestly. Let's go to... Well, you want to talk about Fnatic. Who did Fnatic play before they played SK? Oh, they played BDS. Yeah. That was an odd game. They arguably should have definitely potentially have won that given their early game, but somehow they didn't, and then they just kind of let BDS just run all over them. I was kind of confused, honestly, you know?
Yeah.
So what are you thinking?
Oh, like, main thing about BDS is, Fnatic, then BDS. Fnatic could win this split. Hopefully I do. Hopefully they do because they're the second best team in my opinion. Like, their bot lane at times works and at times it's like, yeah, it's a mystery.
I have a hot take. Do you think Noah is just a Korean version of a better Korean version of what they wanted out of Reckless? Like, he's not aggressive in lane. He's basically just kind of like a cleanup ADC. He doesn't really do anything aggressive. Like, he just doesn't really exist, honestly, until it's team fighting time, honestly. Yeah. Like, maybe that's their game plan is like, hey, we'll just get our ADC into team fighting and that's where he's going to shine. But I don't know, man. Like, if Fnatic don't win the split or at least go to MSI, they're making changes too. Like, let's not kid ourselves here. Like, no way you run this back again. No way that happens. You know? I thoroughly do want them to go to MSI. I think they're the second best team in my opinion, but hopefully they can get to the finals weekend, because if they don't get to the finals weekend, I'm pretty sure they can't make it, honestly.
Nope.
So, God forbid, if anyone else beside them go to MSI, burn this league to the ground. Just literally light a match on that shit. What's that? Freaking, I think the Joker did to the money in the dark night. He just lit a match and just went. What about Team Heretics? Actually look pretty solid. I think they might be a sleeper second best team as well right now. Like, Trimby has really made them a whole lot better. Zyru has played pretty well. I mean, their only weakest player is Wonder, but they basically just told Wonder, hey, you play Gnar and just shut the fuck up and walk around and be where we want you to be. That's kind of what they do to him. He's basically just like their bitch. He's literally just their bitch.
Yeah.
Go in and Gnar ult people. Go in and play a tank. Because, like, guys, he ain't playing no carries anymore. That man's old as fuck. He ain't playing no fucking carries. It's the whole team is literally just Flakid. Flakid's actually played so well. He'll probably, for me, end up being like second or first team ADC All-Pro. He's looked so good, honestly, playing with Trimby. Trimby's obviously before looks good. Yankos looks fine. What did you think about Hillisang pulling off Camille support? Bruh. I'm not going to lie. If he's going to do that shit, I guess do it in the regular season. I doubt he's pulling that shit out in playoffs. There's absolutely no way he does that. No way. But that's such a wonky thing to do. Camille support? Is he becoming Caria too? Does every support just think they're Caria at this point? Let's pull out random shit. Think if it works. I get the combination. They played it with Twisted Fate. Twisted Fate could stun card and Camille could just ult you. I just don't see that as a viable strategy consistently, though. But
you try it out once. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, you move the fuck out. That's the thing with it. It's like, do you move on with the comp? It's like, if it works, it might be one of those, okay, we're up two games. Let's throw game three just for the fuck of it for content, you know? It's like, okay, yeah. That's what it is. It's one of those, you know.
What are you thinking about G2? Because Broken Blade been pulling out his patent Rek'Sai top lane. I guess.
Yeah, I think Rek'Sai is good for the regular season. Like,
good lord, Rek'Sai top lane. Get ready for everyone in our games to start trying that out. Oh my god. I mean, I don't think it's a bad pick overall. I think it's fine. I just wouldn't pick into everything because hopefully he doesn't get into this trap where he just picks it in everything. And it's like, okay, that's not how that would probably work. You can't put that in everything, you know?
Yeah.
But that's pretty much just it for the LEC. We're going to have to wait on the results of tomorrow's games, actually. But I'm pretty sure the teams that I don't see making it in are hopefully Rogue and Karmi Corp. I can't take seeing more of Karmi Corp. I'm so done. Watching them, please no more. I'm done.
Come on, man. Kabuchar versus Bid.
Keep the dream alive, then.
Yep.
This white girl got some titties. God damn.
It's like,
hey yo, that's a nice 2-piece set she wearing. There's a Cheeto in her bra. What the fuck? All right, what am I looking at? Okay, so. Okay, let's talk about the LCS. The LCS 2024. Spring split playoffs continue with 100 Thieves versus Team Liquid. Well, as you guys know, Team Liquid ended up winning. They ended up winning 3-1. I think a big problem that they faced wasn't just gameplay-wise. I think the biggest problem they faced was Smolder. Like, in the NRG series, they didn't ban out Smolder. They had a clear shot at winning that game. That game goes to NRG. But that series ended up winning because NRG was just, well, they're in our G, you know? Yeah. Then in this series against Team Liquid, the Smolder game, they could have won that game too. It was very much back and forth for them to win it. I mean, they even flipped a team fight and won when Smolder had 220 stacks. I just don't understand why. So if Meech is not good on Smolder, which I don't know how he's not, but he is, he's just not good on it. You can't give him it. I wouldn't give the enemy ADC Smolder either. Like, they literally lost two games in the playoffs for free because they didn't ban Smolder. And obviously, it's Golden Glue. He didn't ban Smolder at all, which is like, come on, what are you doing there? Game one was a really bad draft from them. They drafted, like, no damage, I remember. Like, there was just no damage in that game one comp. game two, I'm going to go back and see right now. Because game two, I remember they played a whole lot better. It was really scrappy. They managed to bring it back in game two. Game three was the smolder game. And I remember in game four, Quid played Yone. But the problem here with that game four is just fucking hell, man. Ayla is just so bad, man. Like, it's crazy because Meech actually had a good series. Isn't that crazy? He actually popped off pretty hard. And Ayla was just like, hey, I'm just trying to chill for another month, dog. I'm just trying to chill for 2 months and get my dick sucked by a girl in LA. And like, okay, bro. You know, jeez. Sniper, I talked about that he was choking in playoffs. And I was like, I don't think Sniper was choking. I don't think he was choking at all. I think this was his first playoffs. And I think that he played pretty much about as well as I thought he would for his first playoffs. Even in the Team Liquid series, he had a few solo kills here and there. Yeah. I think they need to stop giving him Renekton, honestly. You know? Like, Renekton is a fine pick, but when you constantly give someone the same champion over and over and over again like that, you definitely show the enemy team, hey, can this guy do anything? This guy play anything different? Because eventually, they're going to understand how you play that champion. You're going to get exploited. That's going to be a problem. So, what do you think, man? But the Team Liquid 100 Thieves series, actually.
I was surprised that it went the way it went. Team Liquid was ramping up in a sense where it was like, okay, they got past the team they needed to in the first round. They lost to FlyQuest.
Yeah, they put that series against FlyQuest might have been the finals, give or take.
No, that was definitely the finals. That was definitely the finals because was it 100 Seeds? It's like, okay, 100 Seeds got beat badly by Cloud9, and then they beat NRG.
Yeah,
and it was like, okay, cool. They're at a point where it was like you start looking at it, was 100 Seeds the second best team, or were their teams just really not showing up and not taking the regular season seriously? Because Cloud9 has. Because 100 Seeds could have easily been 8-6. Like, if you go back and look at some of those games.
Well, those games are really, really dicey, too.
Because the Cloud9 game, Cloud9 should have won, and they threw that one right out the window.
I think the only clean games they ever played against were, like, teams that were just straight up worse than them, like Dig and IMT, honestly.
Yeah, Dig, IMT.
Shotfire Rebellion, for some whatever reason.
Yep.
So my thing also in the series is if you're going to take, like, I don't think the draft is bad in game four. I think River knows or should know that if Meech is doing that well, Team Liquid are obviously going to target him. In game four, everyone knew and saw during that game that Umpty made a coordinated effort to shut down Meech. And if you shut down Aphelios early on, he can't really become a late game carry like that until like 40 minutes in the game. By that time, you know, Quid was really trying to win for them. It just kind of sucks that they didn't have a comp around him to design to put out more damage. Cause Ayla on Renata was just not it. Oh. Like, fuck. I thought this guy was bad on Nautilus, but
like, if you switch APA Quiz team, Team Liquid is the number one team in the LCS.
I'm not gonna lie, if you put Quid on Team Liquid, that team probably is the best.
That's what I'm saying. If you switch Quid and APA, Quid's easily the number one. Like, you know, he's easily the number one mid laner.
Yeah, because like overall, if you're looking at 100 Thieves, they came in with essentially what? They had four new players in their positions. Second regular season, a few of their players got all pro votes. Quid obviously is going to be like MVP for a lot of people, as he should. I think he played generally pretty well about the whole year, the whole split so far, even the playoff games we saw. And they finished fourth. I mean, that's as good as you could probably get if you're just getting four new people on a team, especially rookies too. And the thing is, I think Sniper also could get a whole lot stronger in his next playoffs, or his next regular season going into playoffs, next split, honestly. It really felt like the mistakes he was making was the same mistakes that Tenacity made. It's just, this is your first ever playoffs anything. You think these are things that are bound to happen, you know? Yeah. It all depends on how he moves forward with them. I don't think he was choking. I think Golden Glue did not give him any other champions to really showcase his strengths on. And I also don't think that River played around him enough like he should have. Like, River should have played around Semper a whole lot more than he should have in this series, honestly. Because Semper was definitely playing very well into impact, honestly, you know? I mean, people can say, like, well, why wouldn't River just gank for the bot lane? You don't gank for anything Halo related. That's just asking to throw shit into a fucking fire pit and just let it burn. So let's go to Team Liquid. Team Liquid are going to be going into the finals weekend because they won the series. Yon and Corjin, also it's Yon, who's been pretty bad ever since he started in the league. Yon has actually played pretty well, honestly.
Yeah.
He's really stepped up. CoreJJ has actually played better, I should say. APA, he's doing his thing now at this point where he's just trash-talking to get in people's heads and making them play worse. That's a strategy you can do. It's something you can do. I mean, but APA is still someone who can only really play about two champions good, you know?
Yep.
Also, because people are like, couldn't he play Taliyah good? How can you not play Taliyah? I'm just saying, like, Taliyah is not something to be like, oh my god, I'm good on Taliyah. It's like, be hard not to be good at Taliyah, honestly. 100 Thieves just made a mistake and kind of put it in jungle with River. I don't think you put River on Taliyah, you know, jungle, actually. So, what do you think about Team Liquid right now? You think there's a shot for them to win their fifth LCS title this weekend coming up?
I think they could beat
Cloud9, honestly.
I think they could beat Cloud9, but they won't get any further. I don't think they're going to win.
You think they're just going to get second?
Yeah.
I remember you were like, man, APA. God, I'll never say APA is a good player. You'll never hear that shit come out of my mouth.
Yeah, like, I'm conflicted because I don't want either team to win. Mostly, I don't want APA to win. It's like...
Yeah, like, if I had a choice, I would rather Jensen win. I just know I'm a huge fan of Jensen, always have been. I would love that guy to get his fifth title. If I had to choose someone for... Because I'm pretty sure Team Liquid are going to beat Cloud9. I'd rather have Jensen win, honestly. If I'll sacrifice my morals to let Jensen win, let's make it happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, the bot lane of CoreJJ and Yon have really, really popped off. Oh, God. Now we're going to talk about, oh, my God, the Cloud9 FlyQuest series.
Yeah, what the... Dude, okay, this is what happened. I started watching game one. I was like, FlyQuest was all right, cool. I get home. The series is over. I was like, wait. The series just started 2 hours ago. What the... The live stream started 4 hours.
Yeah, it started at 1:30. So it'd be starting at 3:30 for you, right?
No, 1:30 Pacific Standard Time?
It starts at, the stream started at 1:30 Pacific.
Okay, no, like it was 4:30. Matches. It was 4:30 Saturday. And I was like, I was still at League. I was still, doing the tournament.
Right.
I get out of the tournament, because the stream started earlier. The stream started, like, right after, it started in between where the LEC was still streaming, but the game just started like 4:30. The game started at 4:30 my time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Game one ended a little bit after 5. Second one, 5:50, around 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, around that time, games are like, all right, cool. I'll watch, you know. I didn't watch game 2 or 3 until I got home, you know, because I was busy, you know, of course, playing Pokemon. You know, I'm in the car, you know, going home, right? Mm-hmm. And then I get home and I see all this, it says, and then the stream, sometimes it'll show stream and then it'll show the red button live in the corner, right?
Right, yeah.
Why did it show 4 hours? I was like, wait. Because none of the channels that do the recaps through the VODs, all of them said all games. I was like, oh, FlyQuest, don't tell me Cloud, I just got swept. No. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
And so it happened at work. So game one ended with that really close team fight.
Yeah.
When they let FlyQuest get Elder Soul, and I was like, oh, okay, this was a decently kind of close game. Nope, they lost. I was watching the stream on the bus ride home, and I was like, well, they're 2-0. Oh, shit. They started winning game 3, and I was like, oh, okay, reverse sweep time. Nope.
Yeah, that's why I saw. They probably went to game four, and it was a quick game four, and they probably lost in four games. Nope, they lost in three. I was like, wait. No. What the fuck? I'm thinking in my head, oh man, I'm about to get on MSK's ass about this. And then I was like, and I'm thinking in my head, if Genji loses the fucking Valorant finals, oh my god, I'll be on his ass about that too.
Why can't they let me be happy? I swear, none of the teams I support, it's like I'm getting domestic.
You can be happy if you choose to take a Mexican home, but no, you don't want to take a Mexican home.
Okay, yeah. I'm talking about, fuck you. All right. I need that gift of that fucking dude that just runs into a wall. Because I feel like every year I support the teams that I support. Even traditional sports happens too. Last year, because the Lakers got swept by Denver, right? That was last year. Yeah. Fuck! Why can't I be happy one year? Why can't these guys just win? I swear, like, it's like I'm getting domestically abused by these guys every year. It's like, hey, yeah, Cloud9, yeah, you're back. You're not back. The team sucks. You're back.
You know why? Because because you're leaving your happiness in the hands of somebody else when you could just be happy and take a girl home and pound her out till she's pregnant. Like,
that's gross. I would blow my load in her face. Okay. So I don't even know where to start the series. Good. Okay. So Jensen went, this is crazy. Jensen went deathless throughout the entire series. Deathless.
Yeah.
This is his first deathless series in his career. Okay. Inspired put his literal fist in Blabber's ass. Like, his literal fist was in there.
Yeah, had Blabber about crabs. Wow.
Fuck. Yeah. Masu and Busio, like I said before, they kind of live and die by their bot lane being good. They did very well. And then Jensen tweeted, that felt a little bit too easy.
I mean, he's not wrong. It did feel a little too easy. Like, when I get a girl, and it's like, oh, yeah, I was like, wait a second, this is a little too easy. Some girl, like when that one guy said, like, oh, I'm going to get this girl, and it turned out it was a dude. I was like, dude, I told you that was a girl. I told you that was a dude, man. God. What girls do you know, like, Valorant and League that much? None. That's a dude.
That's right. All right. So, FlyQuest ended up just beating the ever living shit out of them. Like, yeah, they had a chance in game three, but guys, the problem with this game three draft is, like, if they don't actually just end up steamrolling the early game, it doesn't matter. First of all, also Inspired's Lee Sin kicks onto Berserker were just insanely good. Fudge is just, God, man. I know Sean has a soft spot for him, but it's just not it, man. Like, the only reason why he can get away with that with Snipers, because Snipers, guys, is new. Snipers is just new to playing LCS. That's the only reason why he can get away with those things. Can't get away with those things against Whippo. Things that he was trying, you know? It's like, God damn, man. Ugh, fuck. What do you think about the series, dude?
God damn it shows that FlyQuest did their homework again. They knew who to put around each other. It's not much to say, because you just look at it, you're like, yep, FlyQuest is the best team. It doesn't even matter if they, like,
at this point, FlyQuest is, in my opinion, probably the best team. They were the best team in the regular season anyway, for being honest here.
Yep.
It honestly should be a FlyQuest Team Liquid finals. If FlyQuest win this, they'll have their first ever LCS title. Jensen will have his fourth title. Whipple would have his third. Inspired would have his second. Yeah, there's one on EG. And then this would be Maso and Busio's first. If Team Liquid win this week coming up, Team Liquid will have their fifth title. Impact will probably have like his seventh or something like that. I forgot how many titles he has at this point. Man just stacks trophies if he were to win this week, actually. Core JG, I know for sure, would have three. APA yawned first. Well, you know, he ain't never win shit. He's been always trash, but he'll get his first, you know. If C9 win the finals, they'll have the most, they'll be tied with TSM for the most LCS titles. They'll be at 7 as an organization. They'll be like Blabber's 4th, 5th title, actually. It probably might be Blabber's 4th or 5th title, Fudge's 4th or 5th, or 3rd or something like that. Jojo Peon, 2nd. Berserker, like 3rd. Vulcan, like, I think 3rd title, I think. So, yeah, there's a lot riding on this week coming up. I'm being honest here, dude. I don't think Cloud9 are getting past FlyQuest. This team just doesn't. I know people got happy about the Hunter Thieves series, but people gotta be honest here. It's against relatively newer people too, you know. So what do you thinking, man? Team Liquid versus Cloud9. I think TL just probably win that like 3-1. Honestly,
I would say Team Liquid, but that's a coin toss to me. That's a
can Team Liquid just win to put me out of my misery already?
That's a, like, you just flipped a coin, just like, in a sense, because honestly,
I think just Yawn and CoreJJ are just playing better than Berserker and Vulcan right now. I mean, give or take, yeah, like Jojo Peon probably should be able to beat APA, but you know, we'll have to see how that goes. They need to just, first of all, just, if they want to beat Team Liquid, they need to ban out his champion. Stop giving this guy Aurelion Soul. Stop giving this guy Ziggs. Just say fuck it, he's not getting them. And if you give him one of the two, I'd rather have him have Ziggs than Aurelion Soul. Aurelion Soul is actually just secretly really strong. I don't know why people just like let him have that one over Ziggs. You can do with Ziggs. Deal with an Aurelion Soul with like 5 kills. That is just absolutely just nonsense right there. I think FlyQuest just win it all this week. I think they're the best team, honestly. Inspired. The fact that Inspire is just a free jungler and no one's picking him up is like, bro, he just can show. Like, hey, I should not be a free jungler ever at this point. All right. I think that's pretty much it. We'll just talk for a little bit longer. And then that's going to wrap it up. Yeah, that's the LCS and the LEC. And in a nutshell, Cloud9 disappoints me. And, you know, G2 decides to lose to Rogue. Gen.G don't win the championship in Valorant. Hey, man, just can you give me a hug, bastard?
I'd love to give you a hug.
I'm going to kick that bitch in the face.
Why you want to kick her? You could just fuck her and just, you know, that'd be better.
Because she's a lunatic.
Yeah, and don't. Good God. I say fuck her, don't come at her. Like,
yeah. Good Lord. But yeah, how you feeling about... I know there was some OCG stuff that Invader told us was going to drop
today. Yeah, the Bayless hit.
Yeah, it did.
I was looking over and saying, okay, let me actually have a idea before I actually think about making a video. I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, all right. You know, people are already trying to speculate what the... what Konami's gonna do. I was like,
yeah,
I think Konami's gonna do whatever the fuck they wanna do. It's like
yeah, cause what was the list earlier? Let me just type it up. I saw it. I was like, let me just get a visual representation of it. They put out the Forbidden Unlimited list update for the OCG. Let me just type in, no, let's go on Facebook actually. Facebook usually has a pretty good, decent pictures for these. The thumbnails for the people that do on, they're awesome, honestly. Do you think any of those hits are going to happen in the TCG, though?
Oh. No,
maybe Bonfire to 1, probably?
Bonfire seems...
There we go.
It seems like that could happen.
Because like, do you think they're going to just absolutely torch that Fire King deck, actually? Or hit the Snake Eyes cards, actually?
I don't think they're gonna torch it, but part of me does think they're not gonna put it out of his misery, because it's like, unless they want to, like, because the next best decks are going to be like decks that are like good, but nowhere near.
Should I use this for a thumbnail? honestly. If because we might, I might do an LCS like recap video when the split's over. I might just use this as a thumbnail.
Okay.
Oh shit, that'd be too funny. All right, this is the list. Title. Oh, fuck, I can't remember this card's name. There can be only one or limited. We have this already at two already. No, we have this at three. Justicar's at three for us, is it not? SP Little Knight is limited, semi-limited.
None got banned.
Got banned. That's really weird, honestly. Kaiser Coliseum at two, Extravagance at two, Infernity Launcher at three makes sense. Like, no one's playing the... this was the adventure token.
Adventure Edge died over there a while ago.
So, Summon Sorceress is back, and people are gonna be like, isn't this card disgusting? There's actually a corrected text they applied to this card, so it won't be as good as it was before, honestly. Yeah, it's got an errata on it. Summon Sorceress, errata. Mm. And then you brought back the Orcus card, Gearsu. They limited Wanted Seeker of Sinful Spoils. Okay, so I'm making sure I have the name. Yeah, because that's the thing, though. People are like, oh my god, they got a great list. And it's like, guys, this list has no effect on us at all. I mean, it might give you some, you know, implication of what they might do. But, you know, that's a really far stretch there. I do think, given how strong, like, Fire King and Snake Eyes, and, well, Fire King and Snake Eyes, like, the decks, they're going to hit something out of them. It's, like, the only thing you can hit, because they're the only decks doing well, obviously, you know? So, what do you think they're going to hit out of Fire King, Snake Eyes?
Out of Fire King, Snake Eyes?
Yeah, I mean, there's only two decks with the record. I mean, like, because that's the thing is, there are, like, other decks topping. Maybe you can make those arguments that they might do it, but as you said before, it's like a tier zero format. It's like, what other deck are they going to even have on their radar to hit, though?
And then, because this is OCU. Because you got to start thinking about, what decks besides Fire King, Snake Eyes did they hit? It's Flunderies. Okay, what do you hit in Flunderies? D Shifter. That's all the other card. You don't hit none of the Flunderies monsters. Because none of them are like good enough to be like, oh, I got to hit Flunderies. You got to hit D Shifter.
Road of the King right here. This is the metagame report for what? March 24th? Oh, it's just updated today. Okay, cool. Awesome.
Yep.
OCG metagame report. No, I don't want Max. I had this before. Go fuck yourself. All right. Let's see what was doing well. Okay, so Fire King, 19%. Snake Eyes, 12%. Voiceless Voice, 9%. Tenpai Dragon, 8%. Branded, 5%. Centurion, 3%. Chimera, 3%. Yeah. Melodious, 3%. And then you have just Rogue. This is all the breakdown. 40, 25... Voiceless voice, that's been actually topping a little bit more, honestly. That's been getting some traction.
Yeah, we don't have Tempest Dragon yet. Branded. Okay.
I thought you were playing Branded for a little bit there, too.
Yeah, because for cards to get banned.
Mm-hmm.
Branded, you banned the Gillet. You banned two cards. Gimmick Puppet Nightmare. A banned diffusion monster, you can probably keep getting the gimmick puppet nightmare. You just get rid of the fusion monster. You have to get rid of that fusion monster if you want them to actually be good.
Hold on, there's another Fire King monster coming out. Fire King consort. How do you? Ulcanix?
Okay.
The fuck's this do? When Fire King Consort is normal summoned or special summoned, its first effect could destroy one other fire monster in your hand or face-up field to add legendary Fire King Ponix from deck to hand. Legendary Fire King Ponix effect would special summon itself from hand. Then legendary Fire King Ponix effect would add Fire King Sanctuary from deck to hand, and that would go off into the standard Fire King combos. Wow.
Yep.
Yikes. So based on what we don't have this card in the TCG, do we? We don't have Cien, do we?
We don't have that. We don't have Tempest. We don't have a lot of cards they have over there that make their deck a lot more.
Is this coming out in the next set?
The next set, hopefully.
If that comes out the next set, probably not hitting Fire Kings anytime soon, guys. Just saying.
Yep.
Kaiser Call, that's crazy. Kaiser Call Seam. Okay, so Kaiser Call Seam was at 3 over here. Yeah, they got this at 3 forever. They just never ever used it. So that makes sense. I would hit it. I mean, 2 Kaiser Call Seam, is that really like a hit? I mean, that's a card you probably should just ended up just banning overall, but hey, what do I know, honestly?
So Kaiser Call Seam is banned over here, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay, that's me.
It's at 1 in Master Duel too. So it might come back to 1 here eventually.
Maybe.
Snake Eyes. Okay. What are we doing here? This is just pure Snake Eyes. Okay. Side deck. Nothing too out of the ordinary here. Voiceless Voice. Extra deck. Side deck.
Voiceless Voice is like, okay, if you're going to hit side of Voiceless Voice, you limit Divider to 1. That's it.
Again?
Yeah.
God.
That is it. Because think about it, Drytron's getting a new car soon, and you know what? Drytron full power again.
No, it wasn't a Diviner they hit before. No, wait. It was that one little.
It was fairy. Orange Light. It was Orange Light.
It hit Orange Light, but it was that other.
Eva's banned. Eva's still banned.
Eva's
banned. I think it's still banned. Is it still banned or it can't? Like I haven't paid attention to the list in so long. God,
that shit came back.
Eva.
It came back a while ago, did it not? Also, I'm fucking tripping.
Eva came back.
No, you're right. You're right. It's still banned.
I was about to say, because if Eva came back,
I was confused. It's out one of the OCG. I got them flipped.
Because if
was Diviner ever hit? Was Diviner ever hit? No, it wasn't. Not the TCG. Maybe the OCG it was.
No, I was about to say. I was like,
I got them confused. I was like,
Orange Lake got hit.
Orange Lake didn't hit. That got hit to 1, and it came back to like 3 a while ago.
Yeah, but it got hit because of Terlibus, not Drytron. Drytron just got Eva banned. Eva and Union Carry.
Gotcha. Do you think they would hit a SP Little Knight here, actually?
Yeah.
It's like a slight hit? Okay.
They would probably limit it, but they won't outright ban it.
Okay. Anything else you see that would be coming off, honestly? Oh, yeah, guys, I would say if you have Summon Sorceress, like the jump ones will probably increase in value, but it just depends on if the eroded version is something that people are going to be willing to play. Most of the time, cards get eroded. It's very either hit or miss that they actually see any competitive play, honestly. If it's like an Imperial, order, that's going to get played. Doesn't matter if it's eroded at all, honestly, All right. That kind of just, wraps it up here today. Had a pretty good, solid, nice, episode here. The LEC has been, hot shit, is what I'll say. LEC is just hot dog shit. Please, for the love of God, Fnatic and G2 go to MSI. Otherwise, my brain will actually just implode from watching these guys play. Team Heretix, sleeper team, but the only team that makes things exciting right now that could potentially challenge Fnatic for that, second spot right now. LCS for this week, if... I don't think Cloud9's getting past Team Liquid at all. I mean, I don't know. They're back. They're not back. It's inconsistent. It's not inconsistent. Just what a year to be a Cloud9 fan. Am I right, boys?
Yeah.
Team Liquid, I think, will win that. And then we'll just get a rematch of FlyQuest and Team Liquid in the finals. Depending on how that series goes, we may have already seen the finals in the match they had before with Team Liquid. So,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? But, yeah. Anything else you want to say, man, before we head out, actually?
The VCT was sort of interesting. It was quick. It was like, okay.
Who did play in the finals, though?
Sentinels. It was Gen.G versus Sentinels.
Sentinels, the team that was begging for money to be alive? Holy crap.
Yeah, pretty much Kaede's boyfriend on the team. It was like, with America versus Korea, it was like everyone was rooting for Sentinels, mostly.
Good Lord. How much sucking was Lena doing to get some sponsorships for this team? They literally said we needed money.
Yeah, they got sponsors. I forgot who they got. They got somebody.
Yeah. Whew. And what else is going to end up happening? I have quite a bit of good stuff coming out. There's a few announcements I want to be putting out very soon. I have a channel update video coming out. Like I said before, I'm probably going to get that done hopefully tonight or tomorrow. These update videos should be all done and dusted and uploaded to you guys by Wednesday. I do have to work an extra day this week. I do have to work on Wednesday. It says I have to work 4 hours on Wednesday. I don't know what for. I don't think we have any big inspections coming. So I have no clue. But yeah, my only day off this week, week is Thursday. But I'll be off early on Tuesday and I'll be off early on Wednesday. So it's like, I guess, half of 2 days. I don't know anymore. So stupid. Good Lord. But yeah, man. Got anything coming up?
Not really scheduled. If I just put outside, it's just going to be me. Put it outside. That's it. Not too much.
Okay. Excited for Pokemon? New changes?
Yeah. Oh my god, dude. These changes. Because you got to realize, the way Pokemon is now, pretty much the way it is you have Pokemon in a sense where our format started back in, started all the way back in November because of Paradox Rift. And we didn't, and the way it used to be, sets used to come out in February. They used to be a February, May, August, November set. And it was like, yeah. But now, because of COVID, they put out another set. It used to only be 5 sets that come out per year, sometimes 6. But you get a set that comes, it'll be, you get 2 sets, you get another set, and then you might get another. It's like, yeah, now that first set early pushes back the other set to March. Yeah. But then you only get 6 weeks, or you get 2 months in between the temporal forces and the next set that comes out. It's like, oh, okay. It's like, yep. A lot of people dropped off watching the finals because no one likes to see Stahl. Like, Stahl's just that deck where it's like, it's like watching Mystic Mind. It's Mystic Mind, but worse.
It's just so boring. Like, Stahl decks are just like, who finds fun in that? Who does? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, and that's the worst part. I was trying to peep on it in a little bit when we were talking.
Yeah,
right. I'm about to watch that shit.
It's over. It's like
7 hour stream just to watch the finals be Stahl, bruh.
Stahl versus Maraida. It's like,
aren't you happy? People are like, yeah. No, get me something new.
I'm better off just going next door and fucking my neighbor. It's like, because it's just like. Because you look at it, it's like, it's skillful because you get to learn how to play against Stahl, but it's like, if your deck doesn't play out against Stahl, you just kind of lose because, like, their main thing is to get rid of your resources before you're able to set up. Like, that's the thing about it. It's like, Gardevoir doesn't play any out. For switches, it uses Gardevoir to attack energy to switch. But if you don't play any outs, you're like, oh, you're just fucked. Like, you know, and that's the thing about it. It's just ridiculous. It's just crazy because you think about it. You're like,
now we're going to have all these banlist videos coming out too, actually.
Yep.
Oh, emergency Yu-Gi-Oh! Banlist. People are putting out Team Samurai, 825K subs. He'll be at 1 million subs very soon. Holy crap. Congrats.
Yeah.
Putting in all that work. But yes, everybody. We will be back here with another episode of the Cloud9 podcast on Thursday, 7 p.m. PST, roughly around that time. Late, 7:30. We'll be talking about what happened in the LEC and going over some LPL games, some BLG games in there too. BLG ended up breaking their record from last summer with this roster actually as well. And thank you guys for your continued support. If you could not have, you know, caught the show live, just make sure to check out the show on the replay. It's also valuable as well. Make sure you guys follow me on Rumble, Twitch, and X, formerly known as Twitter. The links will be in the description box below. That way you guys can catch me if I'm, you know, doing my Iron Man podcast or if I'm doing a game stream, actually. That way you guys can check out what I'm doing. I do have more videos coming out. I just have to literally just edit them and put them out. The videos are already done, honestly. And get ready for some epic announcements coming up very, very soon that you guys are going to absolutely thoroughly enjoy. And thank you guys. Hopefully you guys had a great weekend. And also, remember, you can listen to the show on your favorite podcasting platform of your choice. Links in the description box below. You can catch the show on Spotify and all those places you like to listen to your podcast. You can listen to me while you're banging your wife. You can listen to me while you, you know, are doing something in your house and you need something to listen to. You can literally just put this on in the background and just, you know, listen to me just spit hot, fresh riz to ladies on my screen.
He's doing some stuff while, you know, I'm digging out Lena's guts in the back and holding her out. Hoping her mom don't walk in. You know, just see me.
No, I'll dig you out.
Why are you gay, MSK?
Well,
you could dig out Lena instead of me.
The thing is, just go dig out her mom's butthole, dude. She probably has some shit logged in there, too. All right.
My God.
Well, that's... Thank God we're on YouTube. I have to censor myself. But we will see you guys... If you're just watching this show, we will see you guys on Thursday. But if not, make sure to check out the description box below for all your needs. See you guys later. Deuces.